and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yeah, Wednesday, 25th of May. Here we go for our podcast. We spoke with Mark from Springfield about an insurance claim.
There are some hoops to jump through.
Oh, yeah.
When you think you're covered and you... Oh.
Fine print.
Watch it.
Did you read the fine print? They say, who reads the fine print? Also, Patrice, she is the president of the Patonga Parents Without Partners. She called.
Nice lady.
I think she likes you. Oh, and the movie from last night.
How about it? What a report card Top Gun got.
Yeah, very
much. And not
much
just that, but the Tugra Cinemas.
Yeah,
Felix Cinemas.
All the go. To other news, and also we looked at this morning, took your calls about the great resignations. You will not believe how many Aussies quit their job in 2021.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Over the last couple of years, there's always the predictions about the great resignation, everyone said. And in the wake of COVID, right?
Yeah.
And it's come true. A whopping 1.3 million Aussies have changed jobs last year, new stats have shown, that almost 10% of the nation's workforce has quit and moved to another industry or career, which is the highest figure since 2012.
Tell you what, I've seen that, I reckon. That's kind of...
I know a lot.
That's how it feels on the street, doesn't it?
Yep. Huge, isn't it? But that's massive. A whopping 1.3 million Aussies have changed jobs last year.
Yeah, they always say the grass is always greener, and then
sometimes
you go and
not.
You go, oh,
geez. Yeah, why do I leave the other place?
Better the devil, you know.
Yeah, but some have done that. They've had a gutful where we were,
yeah.
And so have gone on the other side. So we would like to
could
know.
Have some days just have a gutful of you, and
you're
you
blessed.
Just go, oh, I don't know that it would be any better jumping ship because who knows what you're going to get.
That's exactly right. So just stay here
yeah.
and suffer.
Yeah,
that's right. That's what you do. But 133353, have you in the last year, were you part of the Great Resignation? What were you doing? What did you do? What are you doing now? And there were, like, I read stories where guys who were high up in banking in Sydney just went, no, I've had a gutful. I don't want to do that.
And start whatever. Go become a fencer.
Well, this lad became a pastry chef. He had great joy.
Yes. Yeah.
And he was on big money. And he said, I couldn't give a rat's about the money.
Yep.
I just want to be able to do something. I go to work every day and say, geez, I love this.
And enjoy it.
Yes. Yeah.
Because sometimes you do forget that it's possible to enjoy what you do.
Exactly.
You've just got to, you know, make certain concessions.
So hopefully you'll turn around and enjoy it one day. But we'd love to know, 133353, we would, what were you doing with the Great Resignation? Were you part of it?
Yeah, here's someone who's new to Triple M. She's back. It's Laura from Umina.
Morning, Laura.
Morning, guys, and great movie last night, 5 out of 5.
Oh, did you
thanks
get...
very much.
Oh, you got there as well. Well
out
done.
Of five.
Top
good on you,
Maverick.
Laura.
Well done. Now, you were part of the Great Resignation?
I was in the travel industry, which was, you know, it took a really big hit in the last couple of years. And I just went, I can't do this anymore. It was scary. You didn't know if you had a job the next day. And I'm now in manufacturing. So I jumped ship and I wouldn't go back. So I'm part of that team.
So what role in travel were you? Because like a lot of those people just were made redundant without choice. You actually chose to leave.
Oh, yeah. So I was originally made redundant and then went back, and then I just chose to leave because I didn't see any light in the tunnel. I was in insurance, so no one was travelling, so there was no insurance. No one's going anywhere.
Yeah,
and now no one has any faith in travel, or they do, and people should. It's a great thing. Go and travel. Go and buy insurance. Do all these things. But for me personally, it was just a scary situation. But, you know, travel's great. You know, we've really got to support people as well, though, but personally, I was a bit scared.
Now, Laura, you say you're in manufacturing now. So are you on the factory line or what are you doing?
I'm an account manager.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so completely different. And it's also local. So I had to, you know, travel 3 hours a day to the city and back, and now I'm local. So it's been great for me. It's fantastic.
That's brilliant. And do you find that people are queuing up for what you're providing or your supplier problem?
There's a bit of a supplier problem as such, but that's, you know, worldwide. So the, you know, everyone's just dealing with it as it goes along, but our industry is okay. You know, so if you a lot of people have changed their minds of what they were doing, and so they had an idea of, oh, I want to make something, and that they've used this opportunity to, you know, themselves jump ship and get into something that they hadn't thought about. So,
yeah.
So we make the products that people sell.
Right.
So a lot of people have decided I'm going to work for myself now and do this.
Yeah, and feel better for it. Hey, Laura, thank you for calling. We'll put you into the draw, and before 8:30, we'll draw out the $50 Bow Brother voucher. So well done. Thanks for that.
Good one, Laura.
Thanks for that. Yeah. Were you part, once you were 353, were you part of the Great Resignation? Whopping 1.3 million Aussies have changed jobs last year. What were you doing? What are you doing now? Would love to know.
G'day, Anthony from North Gosford.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Oh, mate, driving bloody foggy over Mooney Mooney Bridge.
Oh, is it?
That fog's been hanging around a lot. Tough to drive in, isn't it?
Mate, it's hectic. You can't even see in front of you.
Yeah, you know what? Around the Central Coast this morning, thought it was because it was a bit warm yesterday and then it was foggy in some parts.
It's just really tiring when you're driving. Just you almost feel like you're getting cramps in your arms, Anthony.
Oh, it's not that bad, boys.
No, right. Okay.
Rob takes it to the extreme. Now, Great Resignation. What were you doing? And so you've changed. What were you doing?
I was a baker pastry chef since I was 18, 35 now, and 7 months ago. Just started driving trucks for Alcott Hire.
And what made you get rid of the pastry chef job?
Oh, mate, going to the same factory every day. I love the people that I work with, but it was just so monotonous going to the same factory, doing the same thing. And a lot of people think it's an easy job going in, but it's backbreaking.
Is it? And as a pastry chef, what was it? Pies and stuff like that?
I was in charge of all the sausage roll and all the pastry and all that sort of thing. So working the doughs and bending over a table for 8 hours a day just killed you.
Yeah, hard work. I would have eaten a few. Did you try the produce a fair bit?
Oh, mate, you could just eat lunch there every day. So that was what we ate.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
I haven't eaten a pie or a sausage roll since I left.
So you went from pastry chef to truck driver. Do you love it?
Oh, absolutely love it, mate. I drive for a hire mob, so I get to drive all the excavators and diggers and all the machinery and that. So it's great fun.
Oh, that's good. How'd you go training up to drive all that stuff? Pretty quick?
Yeah, quite easy. I've driven forklifts and stuff before, so it's sort of, yeah, just fell into it, so it's good.
Anthony, I have trouble with my Ford Focus. It's only small, getting into a shopping centre car.
You can't park it.
And I do. How do you go when something's so much bigger? Is it daunting at the start?
No, not really. I just fell in love with it. So yeah. Good. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Just tell him straight out, Anthony. He's just incompetent in the car.
I'm thinking downsizing from the Ford Focus to something smaller.
Get yourself a moped, brother.
Yeah. So, Anthony, mate, for calling, we're going to give you $50 to spend at Bauer Brothers at Terrigal, mate.
Oh, legend. Thanks, fellas.
Good on
this
you, mate.
Love that.
Yeah, thanks Enjoy for that, it. Anthony. Yeah, the Great Resignation. Were you part of it? We've got Martin from Wyoming.
Marty.
G'day. How are you?
Yeah, good. Were you?
Fantastic night last night.
Oh, you went to the moon?
Can I make a suggestion to Triple M?
Yeah.
Don't send Paddy to anything anymore. Can someone else run the crab races? Because last night was fantastic.
Oh, go and get stuck. Okay, he's gone. Okay.
Marty. Don't send Paddy to anything.
Oh, that's stupid Martin.
He has just gone. He's gone to the cinema and thought, wow, isn't this nice?
Now I know you are.
In your absence, Paddy.
Your mate last night banned me from winning tickets at the movies too. He said, you're out because I was too noisy.
You're too noisy at the pub.
Sounds like you had it coming.
Listen, let us know when you are going to the Tall Timbers so that we can warn people that you won't be there and then they might rock up.
I'll be there Thursday, so no one else turn up, I might win more.
Okay, see you, mate.
Best of luck.
Anyway, back on those meds, mate.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
It's a good soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, you better
I'll get this. Yeah. Hello, Triple M.
Hello. It's Patrice, third time caller, long time listener.
Yes.
President of Parents Without Partners, Patonga Bread.
Oh, hello. Hello, Patrice. Did you get to the premiere of Top Gun Maverick last night?
No. Because I stayed at home and watched Ben Holmes and Gardens reruns.
Oh, right.
Did you now?
Yeah.
I don't need any Maverick Gooses.
Of course you don't.
When I watch my favourite man on TV.
I sent that full-size Rob Palmer poster, Patrice, to you.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah.
I was using it as a Duna cover.
Oh, jeez.
Paper.
I got it waterproofed. Now it's on my ceiling.
Why would you put it up on the ceiling, Patrice?
Oh, good question, Rob. Because of the steam that emanates from this room and all the mold that's everywhere, I can just wipe my favourite person in the world down with exit mold. You should try it.
Okay, okay. Yeah. You didn't answer the question. Why do you have Rob's poster on the ceiling?
Thank you, buddy.
I use it as my inspirational and motivational device. Because I love posters. I put posters everywhere.
Everywhere? Well, why would you put posters everywhere, Patrice?
Yes, to promote my band.
Oh, yeah. What's your band's name?
Missing Cat.
Oh, of course it is.
I just go and wipe down my laminated Rob now.
Rob, oh, she's still there.
Why do you keep ignoring my calls?
Oh, that, okay. See you, Patrice. Bye. Hang out, please. Buddy.
Okay. Right, so she's gone. Lovely. Mate. Lovely. I think she likes you.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And the planes were going crazy last night at Warner Vale.
Flyby after flyby. Flyby,
just in celebration of Top Gun Maverick.
Instead of they going,
that's right. They're just the little twin engine, or the little one propeller one, and it was the premiere last night up at Event Cinemas Tuggera, and JCP on Thursday tomorrow. Justin Coombs Pierce will be playing the Top Guns of movie soundtracks here on Triple M, and last night at the movies, JCP, Justin Coombs Pierce, he was introing the movie, and he wanted all of our Triple M listeners just to do the famous line.
Just wanted to create a mood.
Yeah. Create atmosphere.
And nothing creates atmosphere like...
One line, or a couple of lines. I feel the need for speed.
I thought you were going to get them to do it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was just going to say. And
everyone knows the line. You don't have to repeat it.
Well, that's what he said to them, and how did it go?
1, 2, 3... I feel... that was terrible. No, sitting down. We're not starting the movie yet. I was a young bloke. You're the first people to go and sit down. So tired from a whole lot of iPad playing. All right, let's go again. All right, let's go. One more time. 1, 2, 3. I feel the need for speed. And which is the best radio station? If you answer incorrectly, you will be ejected from the cinema. Thank you very much. All right, enjoy the film, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. And what was that movie like? 133353.
Morning, Deb from your minor.
Oh, morning, boys. Morning. Wow, what a night. That movie, oh, my lordy lord.
I got my crystal balls out, and I thought you were calling, and I noticed at the start of the phone call, so excited. You're talking Top Gun. You're at the premiere last night, Top Gun Maverick.
Yes, it was brilliant. And I took a 7-year-old child. He said three words in the movie. Don't think, just do it. That's all he said. That was a part of the movie. That was one of the words in the movie. And he didn't move. He was mesmerised. It was unbelievable.
Did you say he repeated the words of...
Oh, part of the movie.
Yeah.
He heard it earlier in the movie. And then he said it again later on. I thought, holy shit, he must be paying attention.
He was just that fixed by it.
Oh, yeah.
So you loved it? Like, we've had a few people call us today.
And it's had nothing but 100% review.
Oh, mate, 100%. And there has to be another one. I'm sure he's got to do it again. Oh, look, unbelievable.
Has Tommy Cruise still got it?
Oh, mate, he's got it all right. Bloody hell. If you were a woman, you'd say he's got it straight away.
Mop and bucket to your minor, please. Aisle three. Deb's in. Deb, what about... only because you're salivating. Deb, what about... What was the VMAX cinema like? Because a lot of people have been saying it's so, the way to watch a movie.
If I could move in there, I would. Those recliners are unbelievable. All I needed was a little blanket, but I was fine after 5 minutes. That was unreal.
I tell you what.
Put a rush on that mop and bucket.
All right. Well, Well, thumbs up to, for Top Gun Maverick, Deb.
Oh, that's not all the thumbs. Bloody hell.
Okay. Deb's husband, Paul, you're in trouble. Okay. Thank you for that, Deb. Bye.
Oh, see you, Deb.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Deb. Oh, I hope Wayne from the North Entrance is just as excited. Good morning, Wayne.
Oh, it'd have to be. G'day, Wayne.
G'day. G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. You were at the Top Gun Maverick special premiere last night, event cinemas. Tugger, what did you think?
Mate, it was fantastic. I was there with your big mate, Snoz, who invited me along. And, mate, he's a real Top Gun tragic like I am. I watched it yesterday, Arvo, the original, before I went, just to warm myself up. And, mate, it exceeded my expectations. Fantastic movie. I can't wait to take the two little boys to see it.
Good
Matty,
stuff,
our
mate.
Producer, went there as well last night, and he said that it's a very good idea to watch the old one before you go into the new one. It just ties it all together for you.
Well, mate, I think yesterday Arvo was the 1,001st time that I watched the original.
Yeah, correct.
So it wasn't like I needed a real refresher, but, yeah, it just put you in the mood. And, yeah, it was really good because, you know, some people saw the last one 36 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And the cinema's in great nick, isn't it? How about this new VMAX cinema?
Mate, it's awesome. I took my boys to see the new Marvel movie there last week, so I knew what to expect, but everyone else that I went with hadn't been, and they just thought, how good it is. It's just fantastic.
Oh, that is so good, mate. Well, Wayne, I'm glad you enjoyed the movie. Viking, Glacier, Big Bird, Polar Bear. I'm just reading some of the cool air signs. And
the call signs,
so call signs, call yeah, signs. Yeah. And I'm glad you enjoyed the movie, mate. And thumbs up, so you'd be encouraging people. Use your Dine and Discover vouchers this weekend because you can go to the movies using those.
Yes, and even your parent vouchers you can use, which I found out last week when I went to do the Marvel one.
What voucher?
Your parent vouchers. Like, if you had a kid going to school, you had kids going to school last year in 2021, you go on to Service New South Wales, you just fill it in, you get $250 worth of vouchers.
No.
That's right. So you use one of those, and you're, you know, if you go to the VMAX, you're sort of halfway there once you've bought your popcorn.
I'm doing that this
and
week.
If you haven't done it,
I bet my wife's already done it and not told me.
She's been going to all the restaurants around Terrigal. All right, Wayne, thanks for that call, mate.
Thanks, boys. See you later.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
So many people went to our special exclusive preview screening of Top Gun Maverick last night.
We have to do that again.
Yeah, event cinemas.
For the next thing coming up, because the reviews on that cinema have been absolutely fabulous. Someone else who was there, Jack from East Gosford. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Rob. Thank you again for the tickets. That was an amazing show to see you again. It's nice to actually reminisce being a former weapons tech, so yeah, it was great. The seating, we were up in the middle center, my wife and a couple of our friends joined us. What more did you ask for?
Thank you.
So good. Did you say you're a former weapons tech, Jack?
Yeah, well, put it this way, I was Bob, 416 Squadron, Canadian Armed Forces.
Oh, well, you're okay, in the Canadian Armed Forces.
Hey.
There you go. So that would have brought back a lot of memories for you last night, mate.
Well, yeah. You see, when I was in, we were just introducing the FATs, right? So our pilots were having amazing times with this. And put it this way, it was a roller coaster ride for 3 years for me, and it was amazing. So, and it's something you just never forget.
No.
So watching what they went through, because, like, they literally did all of the stunts in FATs. There was no green screen. There was no, you know, we're going to do side shots here and everything else. They were in double cockpits, of course, because there were pilots flying. But, yeah, all the G-forces you saw there being put on those bases, so that was real.
Did you fly, mate?
Yes, sir, I did.
Unreal.
What do we call you, Pilot Jack?
Yeah, we need a call sign for you, Jack.
No, I was Jumpin' Jack Flash, and I was Bob in the back. I was Air Weapons Tech.
Jumpin' Jack Flash, what would you give the movie?
I have to give it 5 stars.
Five stars.
Okay, Jumpin' Jack Flash, over and out.
We'll talk to you later, guys.
Over, under.
Roger that.
Roger.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Now, this morning, when we get into work...
My phone just thought you said, thanks, Siri.
Oh, did it? Yeah. Did it? What'd it say?
Thanks, Siri.
Oh, Kirsten wrote, my wife reckons I'm nicer to Siri when I ask her to turn on the alarm than what I am to her sometimes. She said, why do you, don't you speak to me as nice as what you do when you talk to Siri? Because I always say, thank you, Siri. You know, Siri, turn on my alarm for 3:40. Thanks. And she said, you never say that to me.
You say thanks.
Yeah, to Siri I do, yeah. I don't know. She was done. Anyway, we came in this morning and Maddie, our producer, we were going to look at there's a mushroom that's a pretty dangerous.
And there's Maddie, a lot that are.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically if it grows in your garden.
Yeah. And Maddie, our producer, said to us, he said, oh, what we should do is get people to call, are they mushroom pickers? Now I said, Maddie.
No.
Do you reckon there'll be anyone who goes out and picks mushrooms?
How long have you lived on the Central Coast, Paddy?
A long time. I have never known one mushroom picker, not at the mushroom farms, the people who go out and pick mushrooms.
I've seen plenty of people walking along the coast that look like they pick mushrooms.
Truly? Are you having a go at them? Are you being facetious there?
No, there's nothing wrong with picking and eating mushrooms.
No, I'm just saying, but 1-3-5-3.
A little different to picking daisies off the side of the road, isn't it?
Are you a mushroom picker? And does it worry you?
I think you should be a bit concerned. Like, you can't just jam that stuff in your gob because it's poisonous.
But see, I look at say, mushrooms growing. I'm there. I wouldn't come along because a dog could have peed on it or anything. You're going, oh, yeah.
That's true, too.
Yeah, it's true. No.
How'd the mushroom get there? Maybe the mushroom is derived from.
Yes, exactly.
That's been left on the...
So if we get a mushroom picker on the Central Coast, I don't mean a picker in a factory. I mean one mushroom picker.
How do you stop the mushrooms that you grow in the factory from getting, you know, the...
Oh, no, they grow on little... What about this?
I know they grow on little things.
I bought Kirst, my wife, a mushroom kit for Christmas, and she was appalled. Absolutely. She loves mushrooms and was appalled.
Mushroom kit.
That came, yeah.
How many mushrooms does it come
out
of the
kit? Well, it didn't grow any. We bought it from Bunnings. Cost me a bloody fortune.
And you buried it.
And and she was appalled that I bought her a mushroom kit because the boss
bought,
here.
For Christmas, you bought your wife a cardboard box with dirt in it.
Yes, because my mate from work bought it one. And
what do they put in to make the mushrooms grow?
Dirt?
No, like, what are they, like, there's no seed, is there?
I don't know, but it just didn't work. We've got Chris from Forres. Hello, Chris.
G'day, Chris.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Do you go out and pick mushrooms?
You're a mushroom picker.
I'm not a mushroom picker, but many years ago, I was walking through Belanglo State Forest hunting deer, and I went over this ridge, and I come around, and there was kids everywhere running through Belanglo State Forest with plastic bags full of mushrooms.
So they go out and do it?
Really?
Yep. All what? Underneath the pine trees.
When you say kids, like these, like teenage, older kids.
Probably with their parents.
No, there were young kids. The parents were sort of around, but there was a big park area. And what they do after they pick them all, they all go back and they cook them up and have like a mushroom picnic or something like that. But, yeah, we're in there hunting deer. And that's what they were doing, Belanglo State Forest.
I've never met it.
Yeah, famous, you know, for it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right.
With Ivan Milan.
Well, I've got to be concerned when you said you're out hunting. I'm glad you said deer. But, like, I've never met a child that likes a mushroom.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know, man. But, they were everywhere, eh? It was unreal.
Well, there you go. Hey, Chris, you know, you said you went hunting deer in Belanglo State Forest. Is that allowed? I have no idea when it comes to hunting.
No idea.
It was. Years ago, it was. It's not now. It's you've got to have certain licenses and that sort of thing. But, yeah. That was quite a while ago, but...
Yeah.
Down south, the deer are quite...
But all the tracks that go through that forest were all made basically to go pull bodies out of the forest.
Oh, from...
So made by the police.
From the police there. There you go. Yep. All right, well, on that end of the happy story, thanks for that, Chris. Everything was going well. Everything was going well till then. did you have one more question for Chris? Or no,
Chris.
Okay, ring us anytime, Chris. Bedtime stories, anything like that. Give us a call anytime, mate.
No worries at all, guys.
Thanks for that, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah,
good on you, mate. Anyway, Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Time to a little quiz with you, Robert. You haven't known the answer. I haven't told you about this, but a new billionaire during the pandemic, right? A new billionaire was minted every How long? How often do you think a new billionaire?
What, during the over the course of what? Two years?
Pandemic. Yeah, since 2020.
Okay. So in two years, a new billionaire
was minted nearly when?
See, if you said a new millionaire, you'd say one a week, wouldn't you? Because like, everyone's becoming a millionaire because their houses have all gone up. Yeah. So I reckon maybe there were, I don't know, 10?
No, but every, how often?
Divide 2 years by 10.
It's 2.4 months.
So, yeah.
2.4 months? No. Wrong. New billionaire was minted nearly lower.
More recent.
Yeah.
One a month.
Lower. New billionaire was minted during the pandemic nearly
one
every.
One a week?
Lower.
No.
Yes.
Hang on. One a day?
Yes. Absolutely right. One a day.
Billionaires? Where do these billionaires live?
A COVID-19 pandemic has been good for the wallets of the wealthy. Some 573 people have joined the billionaires' rank since 2020.
Is that worldwide?
Yeah, bringing the worldwide total to 2,668.
Hang on. Are there only 2,668 billionaires in the world?
Only 2,668.
That's not many.
Oh, yes, it is.
No.
Means a new billionaire was minted every 30 hours on
average. Well, if there's only 2,668 and there was one a day over 2 years, that means that the number has gone up by like, what, a fifth or something in just 2 years?
I don't know. I was doing stuff.
I'm just saying, it's an alarming rise in billionaires. Do you reckon over the next 2 years it'll be the similar?
Because it is time to coincide with the kickoff of the annual World Economic Forum meeting in Switzerland, gathering some of the world's wealthiest people and world leaders.
Who really cares how many billionaires there are anyway?
Would you like to be a billionaire?
Are we going to sit down together and have dinner and the billionaire's going to pay? No,
that's why they're a billionaire. Does anyone know a billionaire? Do you know a billionaire?
No.
No, me either.
If I was a billionaire, I'd just go, when I went to dinner, I'd buy the restaurant.
If you were a billionaire, would you be working with me?
Yes.
Thank you, mate. Same, then.
Yeah.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Have a chat, 133.53.
G'day, Mark from Springfield.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Not too bad. What are you calling about, mate?
Mate, February, March storms have caused a lot of damage to homes on the Central Coast, including mine. I put in an insurance claim, have just been denied.
Why?
What happened?
Any garden structure up against your house, whether it be a garden, including retaining walls that the soil leaks through and the moisture goes down through the brickwork of your house, is not covered by insurance.
So what actually happened?
Are they saying they're calling it ground seepage?
They're calling it ground seepage, even though it's never happened before. And that includes ag line drainage is not classed as drainage. So I've got a guard in the front of my house about a metre higher than the downstairs section. The water comes through and flooded all downstairs. And I had a builder come out and they'd done a extensive, I suppose, quote on the place. And then I spoke to an insurance company yesterday and it's been declined.
Mate, how much was the quote for?
$40,000.
And they've declined it.
And the thing is, I'm working construction. I've been doing repairing the same damage to a house down on the northern beaches. So I know exactly why it's caused by that. But it's never happened before in 20 years. And now that, flooded damage, a lot of damage, mate. And it's around three sides of the house. And two of them don't have a garden because the one side house is only less than 300 mil higher. The water seeped through that and into the garage.
Because it was unprecedented, the amount of rain that we had, and now it's been knocked back the claim.
Oh, mate, that makes you angry, doesn't it? You just think, you pay this insurance, there's a storm, the water comes from the sky, it doesn't come from the ground,
no.
Comes out of the sky, through the back retainer, into your house, and then they don't cover it. I'd be filthy,
Mark. Mate, keep going. I would keep fighting it, mate.
Ask again.
I have, mate. I'm going to the insurance. I won't mention the company. I'm off to the insurance ombudsman.
Yeah.
And, I took photos. Even the guy that came out wasn't a bad guy, but then dealing with another insurance company regarding the contents insurance, that's another story, but we'll go there another day.
Keep us posted.
It feels like they're trained to knock stuff back.
Oh, mate, they take your policy and your money for 20 years, and as soon as something comes up, Yeah, it's a big sting, the cop.
Yeah, they knock you back. All right, mate, keep us up to date.
I feel for you, mate.
Okay, mate, just keep all your garden, any garden structure away from the side of your house, because any seepage, you're not covered.
There you go. Hey, has anyone been in a similar situation? What have you done? Have you been able to just forge your head and just go, no, I'll keep going back, keep going back? If you have any advice for Mark, give us a call, let us know.
Doesn't it sound like they're really loving it when they tell you the fine print when you go through and you're on the phone? I'm sorry, we can't cover that.
What about when you ring them? This is with anything, and they say, didn't you read the fine print? You go, who reads the fine print? No one.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Not much today.
Well, that's a shame.
Imagine the news desk could do that.
Yeah, wouldn't it be good, though?
Reporting live.
Wouldn't they be good if they just did all good news stories for a news bulletin? Because it's pretty depressing sometimes.
Yeah.
Kirst hates watching the news. My wife hates watching the news. She said, turn it off. It's too depressing. Yeah. So I've got to watch it to see what's cracking.
Just to see what's happening.
Yeah.
Pete Overton has a little newborn. Says, this baby was born today.
Yeah. And the little
little
fluffy cat story. Little dog. Oh, they could picture bear, my yes. dog. What about the picture of a bear that I showed you, you know, in my bed with me?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but they wouldn't show that on the news, would they?
No, you couldn't.
No, not at all. So what do you got?
You'd have to censor some of it out. Mm. What about Wimbledon? They've decided to strip Grand Slam ranking points from Wimbledon.
What?
So because they banned the Russian athletes,
yeah,
they've said that, okay, Wimbledon is not going to be a tournament that contributes points towards your world ranking.
Okay.
So all the players are going, why bother?
Is it part of the Grand Slam?
Yeah, it's part of the Grand Slam.
So therefore,
it's part of the Grand Slam. But if you win, let's say you're playing Wimbledon and you get through to the final.
It doesn't give you points.
Your world ranking goes up.
Yeah.
But your world ranking will not be affected by your place in Wimbledon because they don't want to give an unfair advantage.
To the Russian athletes or tennis players that have been banned.
The world male number two, Medvedev. He's number two. He's not there. He's been banned because he's Russian. And the women's semi-finalist, Sabalenka of Belarus, she's gone. Two-time major winner, Arizenka, gone. So all these big players aren't there and they're saying, no, we're not going to adjust the rankings.
Wow, there you go.
So,
hey, what about now, you know, when you watch TV and they have like, I call them pull-throughs, you know, when they have, you're watching the news and it'll have a story say.
A pull-through.
New South Wales, Sydney gang wars, crackdown, blah, blah, blah. And they, you know how they, it runs through, runs along the bottom of the screen.
Not like when you pull a knot through a hole accidentally. Yeah.
No, I just call it a pull or a read through.
Oh, banner ads down the bottom.
Yeah, and they come through with stories that are doing making headlines. Yeah. Well, they call them tickers. I didn't know that. But in England they do. BBC viewers were left in hysterics after an intern wrote Manchester United are rubbish on the ticker of their live news channel.
That's pretty good.
The message appeared on TV screen 9:30 in the morning.
The stuff you could write.
Before being scrawled across social media moments later.
You're rubbish. Yeah, and happy birthday, Mum.
Yeah.
Because Charlene Dorset from Somersville.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Barry, I'm pregnant.
Wayne, I want that $10 next week.
Yes, because Man United, they finished sixth in the Premier League table this season. Dismal return, and they hope to challenge for the title.
It was like that local on the coast that rode on the road.
Oh, yeah, what was it?
What was it, Dave O, you got me preggers yet.
Hang on. Well, no, what was his name? Manny, can you remember our producer? Jaden. Was it Jado? Jado?
Okay.
Was it Jado? Jado on Preggers or something.
Jado on Preggers. Written across the road. Probably two streets from his house.
Welcome to the Central Coast, everyone.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.